I got a question for you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Mike?
This is Mike.
Good morning, Mike. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good. Yourself?
Yeah, it's doing good. I'm blessed and highly favored. He put me on the right good. Side of the dirt, so I can't
right on.
Hell no. Well, I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line, and she asked me to go over pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions for me about the listing?
I got a couple questions for you. So, okay. Like she said, when somebody searches electrician near me, this is all about being at the top of the page or the first page. But when I Googled electrician near me, I did come up at the top of the page. So, my question is, why would I pay you guys more money if I'm already there?
Right. So you've been PIN verified before, right? You know what a PIN verification letter is? Well, Google sends you this postcard in the mail. It's got like a little 5-digit number on the back of it. And then you implement that number into your Google business profile when you create it. And that's what causes you to show up at the location that you're at.
Oh, since it's my business, that it's going to show up no matter what.
Yeah, you're going to get recommended to yourself every time. Right. Sure. But you'll notice if you drive down the road, you'll see Ally is the dominant guy right now. He's working with a premier Google partner like ourselves.
Okay,
he also has
I totally
Google
get
guarantee.
It now. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Now my next question is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when my thing pops up, who enters the information into this? Like it says 10+ years in business when we've been open 28 years. Couldn't that be said 25+ years in business? Who enters that information? That's you
we
guys.
We do. Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We would update that. So one of the first things we do with every account is a client interview and a name, address, and phone number cleanup. So that means everything across the internet that has to do with your business name, address, and phone number will get updated with what we submit to Google today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we can
absolutely
update
that for you. Now I guess let's talk about pricing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a program called Google Guarantee. Do you see the guys at the very top of the screen that says Google Guarantee next to them?
Let's see here. Hold on, let me close this out. Let me redo electrician here.
Yeah, no problem.
Stop. Boom. Electrician's me. Okay. Now where's this Google Guarantee at?
They should be right at the top. They have a little green check mark next to them.
I don't see anything like that.
Huh. You might have an ad blocker on. That's a potential.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Do you not see any ads at
all? I trust you.
Yeah, it usually says ads next to them.
No, I don't have any kind of ads on here. It's just, when the screen pops up, it's got the map to the right, and then it's got the three.
It goes right into
Ford and Electric, Allied Electric, Cobb, Arizona, yeah.
Yeah. Allied and Cobb are the two big ones. But we'll get you there. Gotcha. We'll build up your reviews and everything. You only have 4 of them right now, but we'll get it there. So the Google Guarantee is a little different, though. The Google Guarantee is like a pay-per-lead system. I don't know if you're interested in still doing pay-per-lead, but they've built it around.
I just signed up with like Angie Leads.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, I just signed up with them.
No. We're not affiliated with Angie's Leads. We're not affiliated with them. Google's preparing to kind of lose them as a customer. They pay Google to be on the first page of the search results, and then they resell the lead. The Federal Trade Commission, has caught them selling the same lead to like 5 or 6 guys, and they're charging everyone.
And that's exactly why I quit them a few years ago, because I'd show up and I'd be the 6th freaking electrician there, and it was like, why am I paying to? Because people start lowballing the bids, and it's like, I can't make any money this way. The only reason I re-signed up with them is because I just bought the company. I own the company now. I've only been the owner for 4 days, and I'm just trying to drum up some more work.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, there's no better way to do it than this. So it's actually good that we've gotten a hold of you. But basically, Google created this Google Guarantee campaign to combat the fact that HomeAdvisor and Angie's List may actually get shut down again. HomeAdvisor was Service Magic before they got shut down, came back as HomeAdvisor, you know. So they may shut down, okay. Shut them down again. But what Google did with Google Guarantee is they're guaranteeing exclusive leads. So the lead only goes to one business owner. And they give the call to you live with the customer on the line. So they pre-screen them, and then they call you with the customer on the line, and you don't get charged unless you accept the lead. So it's not just they send you the lead, you get charged. You have to accept it, and then you get charged.
A lot better. Okay.
Yeah. It's a great campaign. It's the best form of online advertising to date. It's also Google's newest product. It's only been out for about two months.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, but the Google Guarantee is also Google guaranteeing the customer that if they go with you, they're going to back the job for up to $2,000 for the lifetime of the job. So it gives the homeowner or business owner a little extra security, you know, and going with you. So that incentivizes them to go with our Google Guarantee guys. Now, we do an extensive background screening. So you have to go through that process, right?
Sure.
You have to make sure you're licensed, you're insured. They'll look into you know. So the Google Guarantee for this area, you know, it's a $250 application fee just to get the application going.
Right.
And then you have the lead fees that kick in. And let me get you an exact number on these lead fees for your area. So we'll go.
Is there a yearly bill on it too? Is it $250 a year or just $250 initial? Then it's accept the lead, pay for the lead.
Exactly. Yeah, it's $250 is just to pass the background screening. Once you've passed that background screening, you have that credibility for the life of your business. You'll never have to do that again.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that's huge. But the leads range anywhere from $13 to $20 a pop.
Okay.
So I don't know what you're paying with HomeAdvisor, right? But they have a minimum starting.
Yeah, way more than that.
I'm sure they have a minimum starting budget of 13 leads when you do this. So, you know, so your starting budget would be about $300. So you'd pay $250 for the application, you pass the application in the background screening, and then your starting budget would be $300. Now, you don't get charged that $300 until you accept your first lead, and then you don't get charged again until you finish the 13th lead. Make sense?
Okay.
So if you stretch that out over 2 months, it might only be $300 for 2 months. It just depends on how you stretch out those 13 leads. Does that make sense?
Now, I'm assuming you say so. Let's say you throw me a lead, right? And it only comes to me. Let's say I decline it. I take it, it goes to the next person in line or whatever. And I probably have a certain amount of time to accept it before it moves on to the next person.
Yeah, well, the difference between us and HomeAdvisor is I think that's where you're getting lost. We're not just taking down their information and hanging up the phone with them and then sending it to you and giving you a time period to respond to it. We're calling you with the customer on the line.
So
in the case of time sensitive, it's like, okay, we'll call you.
So if I answer, I get the lead. If I don't, you move on to the next person.
Right, because the customer can hear that, and they might be sitting in the dark, you know, going, okay, come on, Google, you know. So
You got my ear, man. My ear.
So we're catching these guys in real time. Like, we're going, okay, what's the emergency? How can we help you? Okay, these are Google Guarantee trusted contractors. They've been background screened. We're going to provide you $2,000 worth of insurance on the job for the lifetime of the job if it doesn't get done correctly. I'm connecting you to them now. Okay, and then boom, we'll call you. You pick up the phone, merge you guys together. You take it from there. If during that call you make an agreement to go out to the house, or they already agree, hey, you know, you're the guy for the job. Obviously, we have that call, right? So then you get charged the lead fee, right?
Okay.
So you got to accept them basically. So the idea here is we try to make it just one guy, and it's pay per job, even though it's pay per lead. We try to make it as close to a job as possible. That way, we know you're making money.
Right, it's efficient.
Yeah, you have to make money in order for us to make money in a system like that, you know? So we're trying to make sure that they're turning into jobs and not just leads for you. So you have a dedicated account technician that'll actually be pre-screening them. We go into a client interview where you decide what you accept and what you don't accept. So, like I said, it's the most advanced form of online advertising to date. And if you're just launching a business, this is a good way to make sure that you're going forwards before you're going backwards, you know? So,
okay.
So if you want to do that, I can get that launched. It would just be $250 for the application. And then, like I said, the $300 budget wouldn't get charged until you pass the background screening and then you accept your first lead.
Okay. And then, so is there contract wise, is there, how does that work?
Yeah. So your contract will be based on, yeah. So, well, 99.9% of guys pass background screening, by the way.
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. Well, they already screen you before you get on the phone with my reps like Tara. You know what I mean? So you've been like triple screened already at this point. We know you're basically going to pass that. I had a guy who had a DUI and he still passed it, you know? So as long as you have all the other paperwork, but what they do is if you send other guys out, they're going to want to background screen anybody that's face to face with the homeowners that we're connecting you to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important too. Mm-hmm. If you have a couple employees, make sure that we're not sending any criminals or anybody super bad out there. Okay.
Right.
What was your initial question? I'm sorry. I feel like I kind of got off topic there.
I guess the initial question was, so what's the pricing for the page thing? So being the top.
Yeah.
I take to be the number one is probably, you know, you got to pay more than the person in the second spot or whatever, whoever's in the first spot. I mean, how does that work?
Right. So we can bundle it. Like, we can really put your campaign on steroids by doing what's called our ideal package. The ideal package would be bundling the local listing that we initially called you about and your Google guarantee. So you're basically on the first page twice. That's what Allied's doing. Allied shows up organically. They also show up in the Google guarantee, right?
Okay.
That's steroids, though. You know, that's like saying you're able to take on a couple of jobs a day, you know, every day, right?
I'm sure they're a way bigger company than I am. So, I mean, I'll probably, you know, start somewhere because we can always upgrade you.
Yeah, you can always upgrade. But the difference isn't that dramatic either. So, I mean, if you want to start that way, you can just cherry pick through the leads and then obviously you'll upgrade as you go and just kind of build your business's reputation. So,
I got three guys working for me and I've got a schedule right now. It's not like I can accept three jobs a day. You know, I'm not just not there yet.
Right, right. So for the Google guarantee, it would be $250 out the door today. I'll send you the application now. I could actually text it to you. You got to fill that out, get that back to us, and then obviously you'll have to do a client interview either later today or tomorrow, whatever's best for your schedule. Okay. Once that all goes through, they'll get you all set up. They'll get your campaign launched, have you PIN verified. You're already at our requirements for your Google business profile. So once you have all that completed, they'll send you the first lead. When you accept the first lead, then you will get charged your initial budget, which would be $300, and that'll guarantee you 13 leads for that $300.
Okay.
You won't get charged again until you've accepted your last lead of that initial 13. So at that point, you'll basically have had already 13 jobs. By the time the next 300 is getting billed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You'll be connected live 13 times before the next 300 is billed.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you email me this information, the paperwork and all that?
Yeah, I could email it or text it to you, but the application comes with a $250 fee, so I'd have to create the account and then submit the application. They don't even give that out to somebody unless you qualified for the Google Guarantee campaign.
Gotcha, but I guess you got to look at it from my point of view. How do I know you guys are even real? if I can't see paperwork before I can't just give you my credit card just on a phone call.
No, I hear you. I mean, that's what most business owners do, but I understand where you're coming from. Did Tara send you anything?
I have not. Let me just check my email real quick.
Okay. Well, no, I think she would have texted it to you.
Let me see.
Okay.
Nope, I don't have anything.
Okay, here. Let me, I'll send it.
Alright.
Yeah, she should have started the conversation with this. We're a premier Google partner, Mike, so we're calling you from Newport Beach in Orange County.
Local California. Flash. That's what it comes up.
Yeah. Yep. If you look us up. So we're right here in Newport Beach. I don't know if you've been out in Orange County, California before, but we can hit Google with a rock. We're like right next to
Gotcha.
Google.
Gotcha. Well, I was out there not too. We took a vacation to, where'd we go? Newport. Yeah, we were in Newport Beach. We stayed up
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it's like the wealthiest area in Southern California.
Local Splash, local SEO services trusted by thousands. That you guys? Online marketing for local businesses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. If you look at our reviews at
Splash Park.
We've been around since 2004, so we've got over 18 years experience in the industry, and we're the highest rated of all the Google partners in the country. So if you scroll down, you could actually see our credentials where it says Premier Google Partner. And that's live linked to google.com/partners. So that way you know you're talking to the right people. We didn't just pop out of a rock, hire Tara, make a qualified candidates list.
Yeah, you know how it is nowadays. There's so many people calling. It's like, oh, man. But I'm very interested. If this is for real, then yes. Like I said, I got three employees. I'm hoping within 3 years to have 10.
Yeah, only a premier Google partner is going to be able to even offer you Google Guarantee and send you this application, you know? I could send you the application now just so you can look at it. I'm not supposed to do that until you sign up, but I feel like you're going to sign up anyway. So let me just show you this. LSA, where is it? Application. Yeah, but this is your licensed and everything, right? Insured?
Yep.
Okay. I'm like, usually we're the ones asking if people are legit. Okay, here we go.
Right.
It's okay. Well, we usually know already, though. The good thing about being a
company's been around 28 years serving Prescott. We got the contracts for both the hospitals in the area. We maintain all their panels and stuff. You know, we're not hurting for work, but I just want to grow bigger. Like I said, I own it now, and I got money on the mind.
Yeah, there's nothing better that you can really do. Like we tell people sometimes, it's like you basically haven't even started your business until you've gotten the Google stuff knocked out. And for you to only be at 4 reviews with 28 years of experience, you know, it's not lining up. You know, we need to make it line up, and we need the credibility to match.
For sure.
Yeah, with what you offer. So that's why I was saying, we'll build you up. It's not an overnight thing, as you know. You know, anything worth having is not, it's not going to happen instantly.
And do you guys do websites too?
Yeah. Yeah, I can actually include a site for you. Let me send you that too. So let me see. So if you do Google Guarantee.
That's one thing Morgan doesn't have, the freaking website.
Yeah, so if you do our Google Guarantee campaign, you get a My Site, actually. So it's a custom website design. It's no extra charge. Yeah, it's also pretty much the most advanced site, unlimited amount of pages. You can put YouTube video on there. Yeah, it's awesome. So let me send you an example of that, too. I have the My Site is live. Maybe if I go over.
Trying to do too much on my phone. Yeah.
It's okay. So I sent you the that pricing page. You can get a breakdown of it. That's geared more towards, like, local. Now, the local listing I could still do for you, too. That's what I was trying to explain. So the local listing would be $199 if you're already a Google Guarantee customer.
Okay.
So, I mean, that puts your monthly budget at $499 with Google Guarantee and the Google Ads, or excuse me, and the Google Places placement. And then you have exactly what Ally's doing, except for Ally's got 306 reviews but only 3-plus years of experience. Yours will start out with 4 reviews, but it'll say 25 plus or 28 plus years experience on there.
Uh-huh.
So the credibility will still be there, even though you won't have the reviews to match, and then we'll build the reviews over time. But at least this way you're making sure every time that Ally's being seen, Borgen's being seen, you know? And that's going to...
Yeah, sure.
Am I pronouncing that correctly, Borgen or Borgen?
Borgen? Yep, Borgen.
Borgen, okay. That's what I thought. Okay. Can't find this My Site. Your site would be more advanced than his, obviously. He's not. He's got a traditional landing page. Did you get the application?
Let's see here. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, and that just gives you an idea on what's on that.
It
so
says click on the link to your pricing, and it says please fill out, submit your Google Guarantee form below. Yes, I got it.
Yeah, so that's the Google Guarantee form, and that's just all the things that they're going to request. So it might take a day or two just for you to pull all that paperwork together unless you have it. You said you just bought the company 4 days ago, though, so that should be pretty close to you.
Yeah, I've been working here for 10 years, so.
Oh, okay. So what happened with the original owner? Oh, you retired?
Oh, he just retired and sold it to me.
Nice. Hopefully you got a good deal on
that. Oh, yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, because that always comes with the book of business. So you got those contracts with the hospitals through that, huh?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Plus, 28 years of, experience in the same area. It's kind of like, it's beat start from scratch and trying to build up clientele,
Yeah, I wish he was doing this. That's kind of crazy because 28 years of experience, a lot of
he's
people he knows.
He's old school, man. We don't even take credit cards. We're working on
that,
too.
That means most of his business was just people he knew, from the shake of a hand.
Exactly.
That really would have helped if he would have got it all online. And then it was like, okay, people would recognize the name when you pulled up instead of the
He wasn't as driven as I am.
Yeah, no, you'll do great with this. I mean, if you're going from 28 years and never online marketing to now you're on the first page of Google as a top recommended option in the city, I mean, you're basically making sure anybody with an iPhone that pulls out their phone or an Android, types in electrician, you're there.
Yeah, my name comes up.
Yeah, so it's like you're right in the pocket of everybody at the moment that they need it. Lights go out, boom, pull out my phone, there you are, I'm having a hard time finding this website example. Oh, here we go. This is from a ranking customer. They're all the way in Chapel Hill, South Carolina. And that's just a website example.
Cool.
But the my sites are much better. So it's really up to you on what you want to do. The local listings, though, they're exclusive. So the only time we could actually put you up there is when we have the spot available. And ironically for you, being only 4 days in, we have an opening. But the last time we've had an opening for an electrician in Prescott was 9 months ago. So it's not very often it's not very, because there's so many of you guys in such a small area.
I know. It's competitive out here.
Yeah. You definitely got to compete in order to get the bulk of the jobs or the bulk of the opportunity. So what happens a lot of times is these guys get these spots and they're reluctant to let them go. We usually have to have a guy discontinue or relocate to another area before we can even have another conversation about adding someone. But that's a benefit to having the placement too, is that it's not like Home Advisor or Angie's where you got, 25 guys on your first page. Google has three in the Google Guarantee and it's got three in the local map section. So it's like if you're not one of those guys, which two of them are allied, your chances are you're not really getting a majority of those calls.
Let's do this, man.
Okay. So how did you want to do it, though? That's my question. Did you want to go just start out Google Guarantee only, or did you want to do Google Guarantee and also secure that local listing?
What's the total for to do both?
So just be the $250 application fee for the Google Guarantee, and it would be $199 month to month to secure your local listing. So today it would be $449, and then once your lead fees start, right, which you accept your first Google Guarantee lead, then it would go up to $499. Well, actually, remember, the Google Guarantee is different. So the local – let me see if I could just bundle this. Hold on. So the local listing, I started it today, you'd get a reoccurring bill of $199 on the seventh day of each month. The Google Guarantee, you start out with $300, but that's a guarantee of 13 leads that are handed off to you live. And you don't pay again that $300 until you have already finished.
Once you use up your 13 leads.
Yeah, so it's really up to you. I mean, your local listing might keep you so busy where you're just barely taking those Google Guarantee leads just here and there. You might that $300 budget might have you on the first page and have all that credibility for months, but you might not actually spend it.
So when for the $300 for the 13 leads, is there a time frame for that, or I can just use it when I how fast do I have to do it,
or
once I use the 13 leads, you give me another 13 for $300.
Exactly. Yeah, it's at your own discretion. Okay. So you won't get charged again until you use those 13 leads. So there's kind of a glitch in the matrix there if you just focus on that local listing, right? But to get them both launched today, it'd be $449 starting out.
I'm just trying to say, I just don't want to put myself in a situation where I screw myself, because right now it's such a pain in the ass to hire more guys.
Well,
why don't we just start?
Here's the thing.
I want to do.
You're going to wind up, and I'm not telling you to do this, right, because the calls are recorded.
No,
by
I'm
Google,
listening, man.
But you're going to wind up leaving HomeAdvisor. You're going to take that. You're going to end up taking that off.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
One way or another. Yeah. So
good thing about them is, you know, I did pay my whatever it was, my $230 for the year, but I can pause my leads and not pay for a fucking single one of them, you know?
Yeah. Then it's just another directory you're on. But you got to remember, I'm knocking out your custom website design too. So, you know, even if you're spending $449, that website alone is worth, you know, a good 4 or 5 times that $449 cost. So we're just doing that to make sure that you're not lacking anything. So it's a win-win, regardless, the way I have you set up. I'm gearing us up for the long run. You're telling me, hey, you just got this
four
days ago. I'm going, okay, well, the next 4 or 5 years, you know, we want to handle your marketing. And the way that we do that is by, you know, you spend $1, you make 10, you usually don't have a problem spending that $1 every month. You know, so that's our approach on this. This is me giving you as cost efficient of a marketing strategy as I can.
So let me make sure I'm clear on this. So it's $499 today, then it's $199 a month for the front page, your local page, and then it's $300 every time I do 13 leads.
Correct, for a Google guarantee. And I'm going to send this all to you in black and white too, so you're going to have it. You're going to have it down, right? And then you get notifications, too, as your payments are coming through. We're not just, you know, processing without giving you a heads up on your Google guarantee stuff.
Okay. And I just want to make sure I'm one more clear on one thing, and I'm not talking shit or anything like that. I'm just saying, let's say 4 months down the road, and I'm sure it's not going to happen, but I'm just doing the worst-case scenario. 4 months down the road, this isn't helping me out at all. I can cancel the local, right?
Yeah. You're not binded to any kind of contract. So we're getting in there and doing everything we can to make sure that it's working for you. You know, we put everything in writing so that way, you know, it's all in black and white, but you're not binded to it.
I'm ready.
All right. So I'm going to verify your information first. Mike's short for Michael, right?
Yep.
Okay, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yep.
Okay, last name is Borgen?
Nope, T-O-W-N.
T-O-W-N?
Nope,
Town?
Town. Yeah, I just kept the name because it's been there long enough. I'm not out for the fame, just the money.
Yeah. Okay. And then the primary line of contact for the business, is this the line that we're on now?
Yes.
Okay, is that the best number for us and your clients to contact you?
Absolutely.
All right, perfect. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now. I'm going to be your account lead if you're okay with working with me. I'll walk you through
it.
Okay, here, I'm going to send it to you now. And save this to your phone. So that way if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or if you want to change something, you got to direct that.
Okay. Cool.
All right, perfect. And then what's your primary business email address?
MTOWNER1977. So that's mtowner1977@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And that is your actual application, by the way, that text message.
Okay.
So you got to gather that information and send that in to us as soon as possible. And then
I got my mornings cleared up here, so I'll get her taken care of.
Oh, I love to hear that. We're going to get it up and running fast. Okay.
Right on.
The website's going to take some time, but I'm going to schedule a client interview as soon as possible. Let me just knock this portion of it out. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Just do Monday through Friday. Let's do 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. But we do on-call work.
Okay. So, go emergency services available?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry, how did you want it? Monday through Friday, 7 to 7?
7 to 4.
7 to 4, okay. You work our hours, and then emergency services available. So that way, if it's after hours, they could still call you, but, you know, you'll expect
I answer the phone all freaking night, man.
Okay. Emergency services available. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from the customers?
Right now, it's just cash, check. I'm working on getting the credit card system set up.
Okay. Card pending. Okay, let me know when you get the card reader because we can add that to your site in case you come across one of those people that's like, I don't want to just give you my billing information.
For sure.
Yeah. It's like, okay, just go on my .com, type it in, send it over, and then it'll come right to you.
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then for the PIN verification, we're going to have to re-verify your listing just so that we can get access to that local listing and then do the optimization for it there. Let me see. No change of address? Are you still at the same place they PIN verified?
I'm still here for another year.
Okay. So
yeah.
943 Fair Street, Suite B?
Yep.
All right. I gotcha. And we could hide this address if you want.
That's fine. You can keep it.
Okay. You're okay with somebody showing
up there? Is there any reason why I'd want to hide it?
Well, I mean, you're in an industry where you're going to the client, so there's really no reason for anybody to pull up to you other than to do you no good.
Yeah, or drop off a check or something.
Yeah, okay, then that's an option, see? So it really just depends. If you're comfortable.
No, you're good. You can list it.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes I have guys where they do business from home, so I double check.
Sure, and they don't want people showing up at their house, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if that's a place they could pull up, then that's no problem. I'll just have it listed there. And we could always change that, too. So if you don't want it where you're not, like, you're stuck that way. Okay. And then do you have a company logo already or, like, photos of work that you guys have done in the past?
Man, not really. I've got a business card. That's about it.
Okay. The reason I ask is because
we need to design something.
Exactly. We have a graphic designer in-house, though, that can help you. So when you say we now,
that's
I'm
sweet.
Thinking me and you. It's
that's
not
right.
You're not on your
that's
own.
We,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. So we have graphic designer in-house. And the good thing is being a Google partner, we'll be able to make sure that it's abiding by any kind of copyright laws prior to creating it. So that way you don't run into any kind of legal issues. Oh, can you still hear me?
Yeah, sorry. I had my guy calling me. I just shut off a text real quick.
Oh, okay, no problem. I thought the
Did you have a question?
No. I was just letting you know, like, when we create your logo, we can make sure that there's no copyright problems with it. That way you're not running into any kind of legal trouble. We can already run it through the database and make sure that it's not something that's being used or mimicking another company
that's
in
awesome.
Arizona. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, keep you safe. All right, so I have the business profile created. I need to schedule your client interview. This is where we interview you, and you decide, like, what's qualified lead or not for your Google guarantee, how you want your website to look, what services you do and don't provide, what areas you do and don't go to. So usually about a 45-minute conversation when you're doing both Google guarantee and the local.
How about tomorrow around 9?
Tomorrow around 9, okay. Yep, I got that. So I could schedule it between 9
Perfect.
And 10. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment. I'm also going to text you 1 hour before, okay? So I'll send you a text about 8 o'clock just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know at that time, and I could reschedule it. But I do want to get it knocked out so that way when we come out of the weekend, we could already have the beginning phases of your site up and running.
Awesome.
Let me go and save that. So you'll get that invitation now to your email. Oh, how nice. I got a picture of you here with your missus. Yeah.
It's probably old.
Oh,
great.
Well, you did good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, she's popped out a few kids since then.
Yeah, good. No, that's good. I actually have two as well. So I got a 3-year-old boy and a 1-year-old boy.
I got a 12-year-old boy, a 6-year-old boy, and a 2-year-old boy.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so you did the same thing. Were you going for a girl the second time?
We were trying.
We
were trying. We got our tubes tied after the third one, man. Yep.
All boys are going to have headaches later, let me tell you. But that's good.
Well, yeah, no, they're a handful, but you know what they say. If you got a boy, you only have to worry about the one penis. If you got a girl, you got to worry about them all.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I was ready for it, though. My boys are just so stuck to their mama. I think it's just because they're so young. They're so young right now, but the oldest is barely getting to the phase where dad's cool. My youngest is...
Oh, that's well. You'll get there. It'll get there.
Yeah. I like coming home, though. It's fun jumping around with them and stuff. They wear me out. Pass out.
For sure.
I fell asleep on the recliner last night because these guys were just running around.
Wipe you out, man. Yep.
Yeah.
It's good times.
All right. So I got your business profile squared away. You should have that client interview notification for tomorrow morning there in your email. And then the last thing I got to do is secure. You got it?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, so the last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment and set up your account security question. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $499, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Yeah, it's under Michael Town Borgen Electric, Inc.
Okay. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and it's Suite B, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
1109 3601 3601.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
7/27.
7/27, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
376 376.
Okay. All right, and then before I can authorize this, I do have to set up your security question and walk you through a voice verification recording. You have 3 options for your account security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was your mother's maiden name, Mike?
B-R-U-N-K.
B-R-U-N-K, Brunk. Okay, re-enter password, B-R-U-N-K. Okay, answers match. Success. Okay, so if somebody contacts you claiming to be from our company or calling about your Google listing, you're going to want to verify the security question. If they cannot answer that, it is not us. Hang up the phone. Okay.
Good deal.
If you guys contact us and we're not sure it's you, or if it sounds like you're Mrs., we will ask the security question. If she doesn't know that, well, that's really bad.
That is very good. Right on, brother. Right on.
I won't like that, but we'll double check everything. We won't allow anybody to touch anything or do any damage to you. I want to let you know your account with us is in a VeriSign secure database. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's the same merchant processing as Amazon and eBay. So once you input your information, or now that I've input your information, it's all been X'd out. It's encrypted. All I can see is that it's a Visa ending in 3601. So if you ever call in asking about billing, it's not that they're not trying to give you the billing information. We just literally can't see it except for the last 4 digits and that it's a Visa. Okay? So you're in good hands there. Update. Okay. And then here's a voice verification. So the voice verification is just going to outline the service agreement because you're doing Google Guarantee as well as the local listing. This will go over billing date, cancellation policy, et cetera. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure you're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Get this going.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Borgen Electric, Inc.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Michael Town, owner-operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am authorized.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
I am an authorized user.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
I agree.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
I agree.
All right. So it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. You are also enlisted in our Google Guarantee Program. It says the initial payment for your account term and setup will be charged today. It's going to be in the amount of $499. That's to cover the initial Google Guarantee application fee and your local listing. Okay. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the seventh day in the pricing structure of $199 for your local listing. However, your Google Guarantee will be on a $300 billing cycle for 13 leads. Those will not renew until you have spent or exhausted your 13 leads. Okay? It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. You are not binded to any kind of long-term contract. If you are going to discontinue, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you will receive a welcome email and a welcome text message. I'm going to make sure I get that over to you here shortly. Within allow about 15 minutes that I have to submit the account. But when you receive it, you'll get a text that'll have the full outline of the agreement in writing. And at the bottom, you do have to sign off on that. If it's not signed off on before the client interview tomorrow, that's pretty much how we're going to start the conversation.
Okay.
All right. Couple things I want you to keep in mind. Okay. I know it's been a big call, a lot of information, but just this is what I need you to focus on. Okay. Client interview tomorrow, okay, 9 to 10.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to text you at 8 o'clock to make sure it's still a good time for you. We're sending a postcard to you in the mail. I don't know if you check your mail or your missus check your mail, but let her know there's a big postcard that'll say Google on it. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own the business, but we need the little five-digit number on the back of that, so don't throw that away or mistake it for junk mail.
Yeah, just make sure it has Michael Town on it, and I'll get it.
Oh, yeah. It'll have your business name on there, and it'll have Google on it. It won't have your actual name. It'll just say Borgen Electric, and it'll have Google, big colorful letters, and then there's a five-digit number on the back. So
I'll just have to talk to the office manager because she gets the mail, so I make sure she don't throw it away.
Yeah, they can't miss it. It's actually a postcard. It's not like it's an envelope or a package. It's literally a postcard that says Google, big colorful letters. You can't miss it.
When should I be expecting to see that? Probably next week?
Yeah, it usually takes 5 to 7 days to get. That's what they tell us to quote you. So if we're sending it out today, you know, I'm thinking this time next week.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Next Wednesday. We just need that five-digit number. Once we have it, you can throw it away or put it in the file cabinet, whatever. You know, as long as we have that PIN and it's PIN verified, then you won't have to do that again. You're already going through a background screening, too, so you won't need that again. But that's pretty much the main two things, okay? Client interview, PIN verification. I have them working on a logo. You have the custom website design included in your package, so you'll get that.
Okay.
Let me see here. I don't want you to worry about that, though. Right now, I just want you to focus on signing your terms and conditions, being available for the client interview, and then looking out for that PIN. Everything else, we'll just walk you through step by step. Yeah, I don't want to overwhelm you. There's a lot of things that we're doing, but we just want to address them as they come along rather than kind of put it all on
you. Oh, yeah, that's all right, dude. I, I love to multitask. I look forward to it.
Okay, perfect. And then if you ever have questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, I'm here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time. Obviously, California time, mm-hmm. 7 to 4. But if it's after hours, there's still 24/7 customer service available to you. We do everything in-house, so you'll get one of these California surfer dudes.
Right. No problems. No problem.
All right. And that's basically it. So that concludes our initial setup process. You know, I'm looking forward to working with you. I hope this turns into a very long-term business relationship, and you can come
Absolutely.
Out here to California and have some coffee with me one of these days.
Sounds like a plan, big guy.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'm going to circle back with you tomorrow for that client interview. I'll actually call you first and introduce you to the client interview tech.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your day.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Oh, fill out that application, Mike. Mike.
Yep, I'm on it. I'm in front of the computer right now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.